In Italy, flags are flying at half-staff, and the country is in official mourning for the Italians killed in today's bombing in Iraq. It was the deadliest loss suffered by non-American coalition forces since the occupation began in April. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Rome.
Italy currently has thousands of peacekeeping troops deployed throughout the world's hotspots in Afghanistan, Kosovo, and Bosnia, as well as Iraq. But Italian troops have never been the target of hostile operations, and the country was unprepared for an attack like today's. A group of men huddles around a car in central Rome, listening to a car radio. In an unusual move, the broadcast has been interrupted and the national anthem is playing in a sign of mourning. Romano is stunned by the news. He says it's not possible. And the Americans say they've won the war. They're not winning. And America's going to be ruined by this war. If it were up to me, I'd call all the Italian troops back home at once. Giovanni disagrees. Look, we were with the Americans during the war. What are we going to do? Leave them there alone now? Absolutely not. However, this war never should have been started. That's the point. The government of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi was one of President Bush's staunchest allies throughout the war in Iraq. But the Italian public was one of the most vocally anti-war. Today, addressing the Senate, Berlusconi urged Italians to remain united and insisted that Italy will stick to its commitment in Iraq.
Nessuna intimidazione.
No intimidation will budge us from our willingness to help that country rise up again and rebuild itself with self-government, security and freedom.
Opposition leaders heeded the Prime Minister's call for unity, agreeing that today is a day of mourning. Massimo D'Alema, chairman of the Democratic Party of the Left, said that faced with this barbaric terrorist attack and in this moment of pain and horror, Parliament will desist from immediately calling for a pullout. But Francesco Rutelli, one of the major opposition leaders, looked further down the line.
Verrà soprattutto il momento.
The time will come to answer all the questions each Italian has been asking for months about this war and its bloody aftermath, on its goal and the obligation of Italian troops, on the best way to honor the Atlantic Alliance and on the urgent need to entrust the United Nations with the leading role in Iraq's reconstruction.
Earlier, Italian Defense Minister Antonio Martino informed Parliament on the details of the attack.
Le evidenze sul territorio.
Evidence on the ground and intelligence reports lead us to believe that today's attack was planned and carried out by remnants loyal to Saddam, united with Arab extremists.
Italian troops were sent in June to help keep order and to provide medical and humanitarian aid. Their tasks include policing, mine clearing, building field hospitals, and helping repair damaged water systems. They're also charged with protecting Iraqi archaeological sites. The town was considered one of the calmest in Iraq, and the Italian media had focused at length on the good relations that had been established between the Italian troops and the local population. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.